Verse 3.
Verse 3. Blessed shall thou be in the city.
Oh, wait a minute. Blessed will thou be in Dallas. Is that right? Huh? Why not? Is Dallas a city?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Blessed will thou be in Houston, San Antonio. Hallelujah. Tulsa, Joplin, Anaheim, South Bend, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, glory, Nashville. Well, how about Los Angeles? How about New York? How about Albuquerque? How about Jerusalem? How about Tel Aviv? How about Hebron? How about Galilee? Glory. Blessed be what in the city?
Blessed shall thou be in the city.
What's that?
And blessed shall thou be in the field.
In the field? Oh, that would be a farm or a ranch. Right? City people, you don't have one thing over country people. Not one thing. You just probably live where there's more sin. Hearken to do. Blessed be in the city. Blessed be in the field. Next.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body.
Of what? The fruit of your body. Your children. Your children will be blessed. Is that cool? Providing you hearken to do. Talk about the fathers and the mothers. Maybe I should say fathers or mothers. All right, we got the city, we got the field, we got the children. What's next?
And the fruit of thy ground.
The what?
The fruit of thy ground.
Oh, of the land, right? Is that incredible? You know, up to now, it looks like everything's blessed. If you hearken to do, right? What's next?
And the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind.
Goodness sakes, God is going to bless the offspring of your cattle. And you know what? The psalm says he owns the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I mean, you got a lot of cows blessed, you know that? Amen. You know, I was a professional veterinarian for 20 years, and I've seen the curses on the cattle and the horses and the kine. Because people would disobey God. You ready?
Ready. And the flocks of thy sheep.
Oh, the sheep. God blesses the sheep. Let's go.
Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store.
Oh, no food stamps. Right?
Amen.
No. God will bless your basket. Go out and get you one. If you're hearkening to do all the commandments of God, go buy you a big basket. And your basket will be blessed. You won't be able to drive by, carry it all home. Next.
6. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out.
Is that wild? It doesn't matter which way you're going, you're blessed. Going out or coming in, you're blessed. If you hearken to do all the commandments that God commands, what a great blessing. What's next, Kathy?
The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that? No?
Amen.
Cause your enemies to be smitten?
Before thy face.
Oh, right in front of you. You'll see them. Smitten. You know that's true, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You sure do. Next verse.
Same verse. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven
ways. Oh, wow. Those enemies of mine that are after me. You come at me one way, you're going to go some other direction. Is that wild? You know why I have so much fun? Because my enemies run away from me. Come at you one way and do what?
Flee before thee seven ways.
Seven ways? Sounds like they're scattered, huh? Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Next verse.
Verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses.
Wait a minute. That means you got some money somewhere in a storehouse. Now, you have to obey God if you're going to put it in the bank. Proverbs 8, I forgot the verse, but it says, God leads in paths of judgment that he might... Leads in paths of judgment that he might fill our treasure. Yeah. There's something else to it, but I can't come up with it right now. That's right. That's enough. In the storehouse, right? Blessed in the storehouse, right?
Right.
Where else?
And in all that thou settest thy hand unto.
All that you set your hand to do?
Unto.
Unto. It's blessed. Amen. Is that cool? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Amen. What's next?
And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Like Plano. Right? Well, you know God's blessed this house in Plano, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All of you that know me and been around here, you know God has blessed this house in Plano. What's next?
Verse 9, the Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways.
Establish us as a holy people. That's his intent. That's his purpose. That's what he will do. Amen. And what is next?
And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee.
Oh, my. All of the people of the earth will see that those that walk in the gospel, that God is with them, and they will be afraid of people that walk in the gospel. serve God with their spirit in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Scared of you. Well, I think that's neat, you know? I think it's great. They will see because God will make it known. You know, this ministry is seen all over the world, a live stream. Amen. They get, amen. What's next?
Verse 11, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods.
What?
The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods.
Plenteous in goods. The Lord shall make all people that hearken to hear and do His commandments, He will make them plenteous in goods. Oh, you won't be short of anything. Amen. And what's next?
In the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee.
Plenteous, in the fruit of thy body, fruit of thy cattle, fruit of thy ground, and what else?
In the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee.
Oh, He's going to do it in the land He gave to His people, right?
Right.
Okay. Going to bless in your fruit of your cattle, fruit of your body, fruit of your ground. I mean, everything is blessed. Your wheat crops will be great. Your corn crops will be great. Your cattle, your pork. Amen. Your chickens, your turkeys. Thank God. Whatever that God has given to you, you're going to be blessed and the world will see it. Listen, I've got friends all over America and they have various kinds of endeavors that they work with and they are blessed. Why? Because they believe this gospel. Not because they believe me. They believe the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, this is a real nice video going to come up. You know that? What do we got next?
12. The Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto thy land in His season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow.
Open up His good treasure, and bless, and guess what? You'll lend and not borrow. You know, I'm not talking like that. What's the name?
13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail.
Oh, well. I never did like to be the bird dog's tail. You know? Make you the head and not the tail. Make you the head and not the tail. And what else will He make you to be?
And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath.
Above and not beneath. Well, how you doing, brother? Well, okay. Since I'm under the circumstances, well, I'm not under your circumstances. And you're not either. You are above and you're not beneath. You're the head and you're not the tail. That is the people that I know that believe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What's next?
If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them.
You get that? Don't go left, don't go right. No. You know, 1971, God told me in the vision, don't look to the left, don't look to the right, don't listen to any man, or I drown. They never have 43 years. Just walk along, pay no attention to those that like to be heard and seen. No. Hearken. Obey God. Don't turn left, don't look right. To deer here, right? And what's next?
That's it. That's verse 14.
That is verse 14. Now, there's one more verse we want to put on this. That's verse 15. What does it say?
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
But, verse 15, Paul, let's get ready to worship God. If you will not hearken to do all that God commands you and tells you to do, all these curses that are mentioned in the next 53 verses, I believe it is, will come upon you and overtake you. Oh, look, I'm redeemed. I'm saved. Yeah, that's why you own so many hospitals. You got medical plans. You got to have catastrophic medical care. Health insurance, right? God bless you, wicked people. You don't believe God.